Today we have three of the most undervalued plays in the entire market with some of the best risk-to-reward setup you will ever see.
With trillions of dollars sitting on the sidelines, this is where the capital will flow.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $5,000 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today we're going to be showing you three of the most undervalued plays in the entire market with one of the best risk-to-reward setups we've ever seen.
There's trillions of dollars sitting on the sidelines, and they're waiting for the markets to settle down. We want to see the trade war come to a halt, or at least some sort of agreement, right? We want to see interest rate cuts. We want to see Warren Buffett start to unload that $300 billion or $1 trillion he has on the sidelines into the market, because he was selling before, you know, all this turmoil started to come about. But we know right now, with looking at the S&P, looking at crypto, you can see that there has been aggressive selling. What does that tell us? There is a lot of capital on the sidelines. Just we're waiting for the right moment. So in this episode, we have three plays that we believe are extremely undervalued. And because they are TradFi type of plays, this is where we believe the capital will flow into first.
Yeah, like major money is going to be eyeing these companies, and they'll probably rebound faster than the rest of the stock market. They all have different catalysts. Maybe some have to do with the trade war. Maybe some have to do with inflation and interest rates. And maybe some just have to do with the whole way the world is moving right now and the future happening quicker than most people realize. And that's a good place to start. So our number one undervalued stock at the moment in the entire market is Tesla. Now, people say, look, Tesla is an EV car maker. Elon Musk is driving this company into the ground. You had the vice president nominee for Kamala Harris, whatever his name is. He was on stage there basically bear posting about Tesla, saying, look how it's going down. You know, there's a lot of flack being thrown towards Elon Musk and Tesla, being that he's Trump's right-hand man. But to us, these are a lot of bottom signals, right?
Yeah, I mean, I see Trump being Trump's right-hand man as this is an individual who essentially helped him gain the election, win the election, right? Elon Musk has control of X, formerly known as Twitter, and had a ton of influence on, you know, how people are thinking about voting, especially like a younger population. You'd have to imagine at some point we're going to see Elon Musk and Tesla benefit from being Trump's right-hand man. You know, this is a stock that has been being down by 50% since its all-time high. And I think a lot of people are sleeping on this because they believe that it's only a car company, but that is completely inaccurate.
Yeah, so this is the big play here for Tesla. The massive opportunity that lies in the world ahead of us is AI, but not just AI software like we've seen start to proliferate the market for consumers right now, but really it's AI hardware. It's robotics, right? And XAI, Elon Musk, Tesla, they would be the only entity as a whole that's working on not only software, but hardware. We have a lot of robotics companies, you know, Boston Dynamics, all these other ones. Then we have a lot of AI software companies, whether it be OpenAI, Facebook, Google. But there's very few that are making the hardware and the software. Then you add in all the data and the vehicle, autonomous vehicle potential with Tesla. And is the 0-to-1 opportunity here is not priced into the Tesla stock. The fact that Tesla could become the world leader in the mass influx of AI robots we're about to see take over the world in the coming decades, This is not priced into Tesla at all.
No, I like that you're focusing on the hardware aspect of things, because we are continuously seeing in the headlines more about software side of stuff. Elon Musk has claimed that this is a potential $10 trillion market, an opportunity for humanoid robots within the next 5 to 8 years. Analysts are expecting an additional $10 billion in annual revenue for Tesla alone. I think that's a little bit short. I think it's actually going to be a bit higher. So Optimus production scale. Tesla plans to produce 5,000 to 10,000 Optimus units in 2025. That's this year.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody's still viewing this as like an EV company, electric vehicle company. And yes, it is. But think of all the data that they're collecting all the time too through these. And that's another thing we can get to is the autonomous driving robo-taxis and all that stuff. These guys already have captured 20% of the EV market. I think if they start producing 50,000 to 100,000 units by 2026, which is what they're projected to, you're going to see a huge uptick and demand for these robots.
Yeah, look, the robots are coming. The AI robots are coming. Whether you like it or not, this is going to happen, and it is going to happen quicker than you think. And Tesla, to me, is probably the best positioned company to take advantage of this and actually start selling units. And the kind of the hidden gem catalyst for Tesla moving forward is, again, something that people don't really realize. Tesla is also a solar energy company. Now, what's going on with the tariffs and the trade war? USA is trying to bring energy production back from China to within American soil. Now, Tesla, as one of the largest USA-based solar energy producers, will see tailwinds from this. There's all kinds of, the Inflation Reduction Act is giving generous tax credits for USA-based solar energy. And Tesla has a very underappreciated USA-based solar energy arm, whether it be solar panels or solar-generated batteries. All these kind of things, is this rounds out the Tesla business model. So not only do they have the AI and the robots and the robot taxis, not to mention the actual Tesla business model, which is still doing pretty good, they also have the solar energy business model, which I think is going to see massive tailwinds from what Trump is doing and the USA doing with bringing energy onshore. So the fact that it's down 50% and has all these tailwinds, you have to keep a long-term investment thesis in mind. Tesla could be in for just massive growth from here.
Yeah, Trump has come out and said that they need to double energy production to keep up with the current AI demand. You have to realize that energy storage, so it's not just producing the energy, but being able to store the energy. They got Megapack and Powerwall, and they've seen explosive growth recently with an energy storage deployment up to 70% year-over-year growth that Tesla's seeing. So again, we got the robots, we got the EV, we got the storage, power, all those things. I think this is a completely slept-on company. I think a lot of the stock beatdown is due to his association with Trump and the tariffs we're currently seeing. Once we get some deals and all that stuff signed, I think we're gonna see a complete flip on this.
Yeah, personally, I have been buying more Tesla for my portfolio. One of the few stocks I've been adding to on this dip over the last month or two. Now, we've got another like tariff trade war specific play that I think is going to absolutely explode once the fallout of this whole trade war comes to fruition. But let's save that to the end. The next one we like is actually more to do with interest rates and inflation and its upstart. What do we like here?
This is an AI-driven lending platform that partners with banks and credit unions to offer loans. And if you look at the chart, it is completely inverse to interest rates are at. So when interest rates are low, this thing is trading at like $400. When interest rates are high, you know, it's being down. But what are we expecting the Fed to do? We're expecting the Fed to cut rates. At some point, whether that's June, even, you know, maybe an emergency rate cut in May, what have you. But the reason that Upstart, I think, was struggling is because people don't borrow when interest rates are high. People borrow when interest rates are low. When we have an increase of AI usage, we have interest rates coming down. I think this platform could really get tapped into as we see an emerging economy moving forward in 2026.
Yeah, I think you see a perfect storm of catalysts for Upstart in particular here. You see interest rates, which are probably going to start falling within the next 6 to 12 months. But then you also have an economy where consumers are struggling, right? It's not like interest rates are falling and everyone's just having a great time. Interest rates are falling. Consumers are struggling, which means they need to borrow more money, right? They need to borrow more money to finance their home loans, their mortgages, their businesses. So as interest rates fall, I think we are going to see a lot of borrowing going on. But then you think about potential like credit risk exposure, right? Well, Upstart is not actually a lender itself, right? It's a platform. So it can scale rapidly to serve these millions and millions of people who want to borrow billions and billions of dollars using its AI software, but not actually take on the risk that a lender would do and potentially blow up when people are not, you know, paying back their loans, right? So I think you're getting all the best parts about a growing AI lending platform with tailwinds from the economy pushing it forward, but you're minimizing the risk in terms of not like backing a big lender, which if you know we have another 2008 type crisis could literally go to zero.
And that's why I like they're not competing with the banks or the they're not competing with lending platforms. They're working with lending platforms. Mm-hmm. Credit card delinquency rates reached a 12-year high. What does this mean? People are not paying off their debt. They're not paying off their loans. Well, Upstart addresses this issue by leveraging AI to assess credit risk more accurately and provide a better suited loan for these individuals. That means that these people actually start paying back their loans more effectively versus, you know, somebody coming in, providing a few random documents, and the bank's like, yeah, I think maybe you can get this type of loan. Then they default on it.
Yeah.
Because they're using AI, which is a lot smarter than these people running these banks.
For sure.
You know, what is that? What does that end up what ends up happening is that the banks end up in a better situation. The loans start being paid. So I think this is really going to really impact the banks in a very positive way. We've already seen Upstart report a 56% year-over-year increase in Q4 revenue. They're adding more banks. They add 250,000 loans. So they're seeing a lot of positive metrics.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And one final thing for Upstart is if anyone remembers back to the GameStop days, the AMC days, it is a very heavily shorted stock. So when things do start to turn around for Upstart, there could be a massive short squeeze. So that's another kind of potential bullish outlook on Upstart. All right, let's move on to our third pick here. And again, as I kind of alluded to earlier in the episode, this one is more trade war specific. And going back to what we said before, where America is trying to bring energy back onto USA soil, they don't like how China has a lion's share of the energy production because there's going to be a lot of energy needs to produce to power the AI revolution, going back to kind of the Tesla play. But what types of energy that are being built and produced on American soil are really going to benefit the most? Now, we touched on solar with Tesla earlier, and I do like that one. But really, if you read the tea leaves and look at what countries are doing around the world, it's actually nuclear power and uranium, which is the power for nuclear, that could see potential tailwinds. So there are not that many American-based uranium plays, but this is what we like.
Yeah, Trump just signed an executive order, a probe into critical minerals. And again, I spoke about this on a previous episode, was how I think this whole thing is about trying to get these critical minerals. You know, they're wanting to get stuff off of Ukraine. You know, when he met with Zelensky and he got all freaked out in that White House meeting, they're looking to get stuff from Africa and all these other things. Because so much of the renewable resources and energy comes from China. You know, like a lot of these solar panels and stuff, 80%, I believe, is like comes from China, these warehouses and all these things. It is actually like the smartest thing to do is to bring as much energy production in-house and rely on yourself, you know, be self-reliant, especially when we're talking about Bitcoin mining, right? You're trying to buy up all the Bitcoin. They want to create this Bitcoin strategic reserve. They have the AI that they're trying to be the powerhouse and leader in. You have cloud computing, you have all these things. So what is the one mineral, what is the one energy source that is clean, can run for years, and you don't rely on the manufacturing production from another country?
Yeah, 100%. So we like uranium and we like USA-based uranium. So one play I have here is, the ticker is UUUU. Energy Fuels Inc. So think about this. Energy Fuels, one of the few vertically integrated uranium producers in the United States. It is one of the few companies that qualifies to sell directly to the U.S. Uranium Reserve. And while U.S. uranium production has been halted over the last decade or two, things are ramping up because they see the writing on the wall. They need to produce their own uranium because one of the biggest uranium exporters has historically been Russia. Now, that's been severed over the past 5 years or whatever. And they want to compete with China with American-based minerals. So the combination of them being one of the few vertically integrated that qualifies to the U.S. uranium, they have one of the largest American uranium deposits in Nevada, I believe, and they're going to be ramping up production soon. So we have global tailwinds for uranium, we have tailwinds for USA uranium, and there's not that many plays. So for me, Energy Fuels is definitely worth a look.
So I looked at one, discovered that Wyoming contains the largest uranium deposits in the country. So I wanted to find some companies that are operating out of Wyoming. Senator Cynthia Lummis, who's really pushing home the Bitcoin strategic reserve bill and all that stuff, she's been a huge component for crypto. She's been outlining, you know, how I think to meet the energy demands, they're going to have to start looking in-house. And Wyoming and Texas are two huge plays for this. So I looked at Uranium Energy Corp, ticker UEC. This is the fastest growing supplier for fuel in the green energy transition, low-cost producer of uranium. They have the largest production capacity in the U.S. Also have BlackRock and Fidelity as shareholders.
There you go. Yeah, no, I like uranium. We've kind of talked about uranium for a while when we used to talk about some more green energy plays and stuff, but I think the time could finally be coming for a huge bull market in that specific sector. So those are our 3/4 very undervalued stock picks. We have Tesla, we have Upstart, we have Energy Fuels, and was it UEC?
Yeah, UEC, yeah.
UEC. Hey, if there's any other undervalued stocks that you have been adding to your portfolio or you want us to have a look at, let us know in the comments.
Make sure you tune into the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.